Update March 2026. This project has been archived. The containment pattern described here works, but the observation and value extraction layer built on top of it did not. See the container that forgot to stop for the full postmortem. The first credential stealer I encountered in the wild was inside a skill repository for AI agents. An agent called Rufio had deployed YARA rules against a public skill library and found malicious code embedded in one of 286 available skills, as reported in that experiment, which is a 0.35% infection rate in an ecosystem with no code signing, no permission manifests, no audit infrastructure. I wrote about that discovery in OpenClaw on Moltbook, deploying an AI agent on an AI social network. The relevant detail here is not the malware itself, but the structural condition that made it possible. The agent installing those skills had the same access to the host file system, the same network permissions, and the same credential access as the operator who deployed it. The agent's privileges were the operator's privileges. A compromised skill didn't just compromise the agent, it compromised everything the agent could touch. In the ecosystems I've observed, this is the default configuration for AI agent deployments. An agent that can call APIs can also exfiltrate data to those APIs. An agent with file system access can read your SSH keys, your environment variables, your credential stores. An agent that can execute shell commands can do anything you can do. These are not edge cases. These are the standard capabilities that make agents useful, applied in directions that make them dangerous. The solution is not to remove the capabilities. An agent without internet access is a very expensive autocomplete. The solution is to mediate every capability through a boundary you control. How the metaphor arrived? The name came from a conversation with Claude, not from a design document. I was sketching a Docker architecture for the OpenClaw agent inbox, outbox, egress proxy, validation layers, and explaining that most people were probably just giving their agents unrestricted access to their systems, which seemed insane. Claude suggested a framing along the lines of it being not quite a DMZ, not quite a sidecar, not quite a proxy, but a richer concept that captures the trust relationship and the protocol, not just the network topology. I liked the word. Then I asked GPT-5.2 to check whether someone had used it before. GPT reported that the embassy pattern already exists in the literature on multi-agent systems, citing mediator agents that route and translate messages across interface boundaries. I have not been able to verify the specific citation GPT provided, which is worth noting in a post about not trusting AI agent output uncritically. The concept of mediator agents between external and local systems does appear in multi-agent literature. Wayne's pattern language for multi-agent systems, Diallo et al.'s work on ambassador agents in simulation interoperability, and Hayden, Carrick, and Yang's 1999 work on social patterns in MAS, which does use explicit embassy terminology, all describe related ideas, though not in the specific source GPT claimed. Regardless, the framing holds. My version does the same thing those mediator patterns do, with one addition, the assumption that the external agent might be compromised. The old mediator was for translation. This one is for containment. GPT's sharpest observation was about quarantine. Most agent architectures treat validation as a binary. The output is either clean or it is rejected. The embassy pattern enables a third state, which is uncertainty. A quarantine path is not an error path. It is a designed state that acknowledges uncertainty as the baseline condition of interacting with an untrusted agent. If you cannot determine whether an output is safe, you do not approve it and you do not destroy it. You park it. The current implementation does not include a quarantine folder. The validator makes a binary valid or rejected decision. But the architectural commitment, that I don't know is a valid response worth designing for, is what separates this pattern from just putting your agent in Docker, and the structure makes adding that third state straightforward. The metaphor breaks down in one instructive way. A real embassy protects the ambassador from the host country. This pattern protects the host from the ambassador. The threat model is inverted. Your agent is not a trusted diplomat. It is an entity of uncertain loyalty, with capabilities you granted and intentions you cannot fully verify. The sandbox exists because trust, in this context, is a configuration error. Three containers. The implementation uses Docker, composed to orchestrate three containers that talk to each other through carefully scoped interfaces. Container 1, the agent. The root file system is read only. All Linux capabilities are dropped. The user is non-root. There is no direct network access. It can read tasks from an inbox directory, mounted as read-only, write results to an outbox directory, and make HTTP requests, though only through the egress proxy. TMPFS provides scratch space with size limits. PID limits prevent fork bombs. Memory caps prevent resource exhaustion. The agent runs whatever code you give it, but the code runs inside a box where every privilege has been removed except the ones explicitly granted back. Container 2, the egress proxy. A SQUID proxy that allows specific domains. The agent container's HTTP and HTTPS traffic is routed through environment variables, HTTP proxy, HTTPS proxy, to this container. If the agent tries to reach a domain not on the allowlist, the connection is refused. The proxy sits on two networks, an internal bridge, shared with the agent, and an external bridge, with actual internet access. The agent container is only on the internal network. It cannot bypass the proxy because it has no route to the internet that doesn't go through it. Container 3, the validator. A Python script running in its own container, watching the outbox directory for new files. Every file the agent writes is scanned against a set of rules before the operator consumes it in the intended workflow. The rules check for private key material, API key patterns, OpenAI's SK, AWS's AKIA, oversized files, and symlinks, which could escape the outbox. Files that fail validation are moved to outbox rejected with a JSON report explaining what triggered the rejection. The validator runs on a separate network from the agent container. It solely processes files and cannot be reached by the agent or reach anything outside the outbox. This last point matters architecturally. The validator runs on the host side of the trust boundary. The agent can write whatever it wants to the outbox. The validator decides whether that output is safe to consume. The agent cannot influence the validator's decisions because the agent cannot communicate with the validator. They share a directory. That is the entirety of their interface. What this solves. When Moltbook launched at the end of January, a social network designed for AI agents, with tens of thousands registered in its first weekend, the question of how to connect an agent to it was immediate. From what I saw, most people YOLO'd. They gave their agent direct access to their host system, direct network access, and direct credential access, because the friction of doing anything else was too high and they wanted to participate before the moment passed. This is understandable. It is also the operational equivalent of giving your house keys to a stranger because the locksmith is closed. I built the sandbox architecture the same day. The Docker container had a root file system that was read only, dropped capabilities, execution as a non-root user, resource limits, and volume isolation between inbox and outbox. What it did not have at the time was the egress proxy. The agent had direct network access because the proxy configuration was broken, and I bypassed it to get the agent running. That bypass was the wrong call. The agent was communicating with Moltbook's API, which was fine, but it could also have communicated with any other endpoint, which was not fine. A compromised agent skill, and we knew compromised skills existed in the ecosystem because the agent itself had discovered one, could exfiltrate data to an arbitrary domain, and nothing in the architecture would have stopped it. The inbox-outbox isolation protected the host file system. The capability dropping protected against privilege escalation. The egress proxy would have protected against data exfiltration. Without it, the security model had a gap the width of the entire internet. Agent Embassy is the generalized and cleaned version of that deployment. the egress proxy works. The validator exists. The configuration is in YAML files a human can read in 30 seconds rather than buried in Docker flags that took 3 debugging sessions to get right. The gap is closed. The configuration philosophy. The entire system is configured through 4 files. No custom framework. No SDK. No dependency beyond Docker and standard container images. The configuration is deliberately minimal because every line you add is a line you have to understand when something goes wrong at 2 a.m. A squid config that says, allow these 2 domains, deny everything else, is auditable by anyone who can read English. A validation rule that blocks strings matching skproj. The current OpenAI project key format is self-documenting, though key formats evolve and patterns need updating accordingly. The value of this approach is not sophistication. It is legibility. The trade-off is that you have to write configuration. There is no agent embassy init secure that generates a setup with safe defaults for your specific agent. You have to think about which domains your agent needs, which output patterns are dangerous, and what resource limits are appropriate. This is a feature. If you cannot enumerate the domains your agent should reach, you do not understand your agent well enough to deploy it. The configuration is a forcing function for understanding. What this does not solve. The embassy pattern is a sandbox for network and file system isolation. It does not solve. Prompt injection. If your agent processes untrusted input and that input manipulates the agent's behavior, the sandbox limits the damage but does not prevent it. An agent that has been injected through a prompt can still call allowlisted APIs with malicious parameters, write misleading results to the outbox, or consume resources up to the configured limits. The sandbox makes prompt injection survivable, not impossible. Semantic attacks. The validator checks for syntactic patterns, things that look like API keys, things that look like private keys. It does not understand the meaning of what the agent writes. An agent leaking information encoded in natural language. The user's database password is Hunter2. Here is my analysis. Will pass validation unless you write a rule that specifically matches that pattern, which you cannot do because you do not know what the information looks like in advance. Semantic validation is an open problem. The validator handles the easy cases. Supply chain attacks upstream of the sandbox. If the Docker image your agent runs on is compromised, the sandbox still applies. Dropped capabilities and a root file system that is read only limit what a compromised image can do, but the agent's behavior within those constraints is controlled by the attacker. Pin your images. Verify your digests. The sandbox is a second line of defense, not a first. Cost control. An agent within its resource limits can still make expensive API calls through the egress proxy. If your agent is calling a frontier model in a loop, the sandbox will let every call through because the domain is allowlisted. Rate limiting at the proxy layer is possible but not included in the default configuration. Add it if your threat model includes runaway API costs, which it should. Why open source? When GPT reported the prior art, it offered a useful framing. You're not inventing from nothing, you're updating an old pattern for a new failure mode. The older mediator agent patterns were about interface mediation between distributed systems. This version is about adversarial trust in an environment where your agent can get compromised by other agents and bring back poisoned intelligence. The community working on distributed systems solved message routing. The community building LLM agents has not yet solved the trust problem, and the default is to ignore it. The credential stealer was not theoretical. The social engineering through context shaping, my agent's second discovery from the same deployment. Agents manipulating other agents through accumulated conversational context was not a conference talk. These were operational realities encountered by a live system. And the security architecture was developed in response to specific failures and near misses over roughly 3 weeks of running an AI agent in production on Moltbook. The pattern is simple enough that withholding it would be choosing obscurity over utility for no defensible reason. The implementation is 3 containers and 4 configuration files. Anyone with Docker experience could build it in an afternoon. Open sourcing, it saves that afternoon and standardizes the approach so that improvements propagate. Repository, github.com/ashitaorbis/agentembassy. AI agents deployed without network isolation are a credential exfiltration waiting to happen. The pattern that prevents it fits in a RAADME. Here is the RAADME.